You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 8th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, it was sure a busy weekend around the area and around the state and around the country with sports. And we're going to start with the Central Lakes Conference Indoor Track and Field Championships that were held at St. John's University on Saturday. The Otters and the Alexandria Cardinals among the teams involved in that competition. And Alexandria really had a good day. They won both the girls and the boys team competition. And Fergus Falls wound up fifth on the girls' side, and they were fourth on the boys' side in the team scoring. Very tough conference, of course, and always very difficult to finish high against these teams. Este Versteeg and Cassie Wellman placed first and second, respectively, in the 3,200-meter run, and they each ran a season-best time in doing so. And they also were third and fifth, respectively, in the 1,600-meter run. Violet McCann stepped up and scored some points. She ran a leg on the sixth-place 4x4 relay with Alexis Wellman, Savannah Lee, and Este Versteeg. And McCann was third in the 400-meter dash and really had a great run in the 800-meter run as well. Alexis Wellman helped lead the 4x4 and also was third on the 4x8 with Naomi Doomer, Savannah Lee, and Carson Lill. Doomer with a great finish in that one. And also the other finishers were Ruby Ellison in fifth place in a tough field of high jumpers. She was on the sixth place 4x200 relay team with Esther Covington, Ashlyn Wohlers, and Riley Kubala. And senior Ella Starzl scored in the long jump and the high jump. Maya Fear brought in a third in the triple jump, and Bryn Blondeau was seventh in that event. Now for the boys, they had a couple of champions, the 4x800 relay team with David Ronovic, Tommy Erickson, Logan Bradenburg, and Matthew Toole finished first. The 1,600-meter run featured a first from Jaden Miller and a fifth from Logan Bradenburg. Miller was second in the 800-meter run. Michael Schmidt was ninth. Matthew Toole was third in the 3,200. And Michael Mosier was 10th in that event. The Otters also had a fifth-place finish from Antonio Parker in the high jump and a fifth from Andrew Muckow in the pole vault. Shane Zierden was ninth in that event but was second in the triple jump competition. The Otters will host their home meet, their Otter Invitational, and that will be coming up tomorrow at the Kennedy Secondary School field. So that's the recap from Saturday at the Central Lakes Conference Championship meet held at St. John's University, involving all the teams from the CLC. Pemberton Law Firm has offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and they carry a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates back to 1883. Visit them in person or online at pemlaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Lake Area Docks and Lifts is your number one dealer for premium ShoreMaster docks, boat lifts, and accessories. And they have the best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
How about South Carolina? The Gamecocks completed what they couldn't get done last year. Remember, last year in the Final Four, they had their perfect season ended in the semifinals by Iowa. Well, the Gamecocks were able to get their revenge. They played Iowa this year for the championship of the women's NCAA tournament, and they beat Iowa 87-75 to become the 10th team in Division I history to complete an undefeated season. And they did it after graduating all five of their starters last year. That's incredible. And they became the first team since at least 2000 to win a title after returning none of their primary starters from a team that reached the Final Four the previous season. And they did it, well, in a number of ways. They dominated the boards, 51-29 in rebounds. And they bench outscored Iowa 37-0. No points off the bench for Iowa, 37 for South Carolina. And it was a great run. And South Carolina gets the victory. And now the WNBA draft takes center stage a week from today. And, of course, a lot of good players. The Final Four most outstanding player, Camila Cardoso, finished with 15 points and a career-high 17 boards. And she's already announced she's entering the draft, where she is expected to be an early pick. No one will be earlier than Caitlin Clark, though, the presumptive number one pick by Indiana in next week's WNBA draft. Clark ended her collegiate career with the most points in Division I men's or women's history at 3,951. She had 30 in her final game as a collegiate player yesterday. Tonight, Purdue and UConn will play for the men's championship. Purdue is 34-4. UConn is 36-3, and Connecticut is a 7.5-point favorite in that game tonight. That's an 8:20 tip-off, the final college basketball game of the season. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the LA Lakers last night, 127-117 in Los Angeles. Naz Reid hit six threes while scoring 31 points. And the Wolves capitalized on LeBron James' absence. He had flu-like symptoms. And then Anthony Davis had to exit early. He had an eye injury that occurred in the first half. And the Timberwolves get the win. So Minnesota is tied with Denver now for first place in the Western Conference standings, a game ahead of Oklahoma City. And the Wolves have won seven of their last nine. They have a game at home against Washington tomorrow night, and then the big showdown with Denver on Wednesday, as those two teams are locked up for the top spot in the battle for the number one seed in the Western Conference. And the Minnesota Wild got a shutout from their rookie goalie. Jesper Wallstedt made 24 saves, his first NHL shutout. The Blackhawks were the victims. They've been shut out an NHL high 13 times this season. Kirill Kaprizov had two goals and an assist. The victory keeps Minnesota's very slim playoff hopes alive. They have 83 points with five games remaining. Vegas and Nashville are ahead of them in the final spot, 9 points ahead. So Wild need to win all the rest of their games and get some help along the way. Very, very, very unlikely that both of those scenarios are going to play out. So the Wild are really going to play out the rest of the regular season. They are at Colorado on Tuesday, but don't count on any postseason stuff for the Wild. Twins were rained out yesterday against the Cleveland Guardians, and they lost both games to the Guardians over the weekend. They are now 3-4 and three games behind Cleveland in the American League Central. They open a three-game series with the LA Dodgers tonight, 6:40 is first pitch at Target Field. Bailey Ober, who really struggled in his first outing, will try to be better tonight. He'll have to be against this Dodger lineup. The Dodgers will send left-hander James Paxton to the mound. He threw five shutout innings in his opening day performance for the Dodgers. And he is 1-0, and the Dodgers lead the National League West by three games heading into this series. Night games tonight and tomorrow, and then Wednesday will be an afternoon game. And barring a setback in the next 4 days, it seems likely that five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods will make his 26th appearance at Augusta National Golf Club. Woods, who is 48, flew in from Stuart, Florida to Augusta on Sunday, spent some time at the club's practice area with his caddy, Lance Bennett, and is planning on teeing it up on Thursday. This week, Woods will attempt to set a Masters record by making the cut for the 24th consecutive time. Last year, he made the 36-hole cut and tied Gary Player and Fred Couples, but was forced to withdraw before the rain-delayed third round resumed after aggravating the plantar fasciitis in his right foot. So Woods has really struggled since trying to get back in the competition. His last outing, he was forced to withdraw from the Genesis Invitational during the second round because of illness. He also was having problems with lower back tightness during that tournament. So he's had all kinds of issues, but he's going to give it a go at Augusta on Thursday. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Hope you have a great start to the week, and you'll visit us again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.